This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, July 27th. God's word for you today is Enduring Word. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 21, verse 33, and it says, "Heaven and earth will disappear, earth and sky will be destroyed, but my words will never disappear. The words I have spoken will never be destroyed. My words remain forever true." We will kick off today's devotional by continuing with our final thoughts from yesterday, and that is, how does the word act on you? When you act on the word of God, the word of God acts on you. The word of God is like a seed. It grows and flowers and changes the atmosphere with the fragrance of the flower. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the fragrance of your life will change to positive because of the growth of the seeds of the word in the name of Jesus. The word of God is like a fountain. It washes. The word begins to work in your heart and your life. It cleanses and washes you. The word of God is light. It brings illumination to darkness. Every darkness in your life, we speak illumination to it in the name of Jesus. The word of God is a mirror. It shows you who you are. You will not be confused again in the mighty name of Jesus. How does it work on you? The word of God works on you like food. The word of God is our water, our milk, our meat, our bread, our honey. The word of God is our balanced diet. And when we act on the word of God acts on us. When we act on the word of God acts on you. You have the word, work the word, so the word can work for you. You need to work the word so the word can work for you. I am determined that in my life, every promise of God will come to fruition in the name of Jesus. It is a choice that I have made that every promise of heaven concerning me will come to fruition in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone and anyone that says it will not come to fruition will be buried the same way Egypt was buried when they tried to come against God's promise for Israel in the name of Jesus. I pray the same for you in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to choose to take the full grasp of your life and choose to work the word of God so that it will be said about you like it was said about Israel, that not one promise God made to Israel remained unfulfilled. You work the word when you choose to ingest it. Ingest the word of God. Use whatever time you have, but take your time while using it. You make the word work in your life when you choose to believe it. Remember, biblical faith is choosing to believe something is true because you believe someone is truthful. The word works in your life when you choose to declare it. Why? When you say what God says, you begin to think like God thinks. And as you think like God thinks, everything becomes possible for you. The word of God works for you when you choose to act on it. When you act on God's word acts on you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the gift of your word to me, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.